Hello everyone, it's me, Alaska. I am the largest of the 50 United States, which makes me cooler than everyone else. LOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLO son-in-law's funny. Anyway, take a look at this picture. If I was located directly on top of the southern 48 states, I would stretch from the gay city of San Francisco to the historic city of Charleston, South Carolina, where Prairie Dog Eric 10 is traveling to in June. Everyone respects me for my massive size. People like to take their dogs into my borders when they want to race. This race is called the Iditarod, and it ends in Nome, and the trip is like 1,049 miles. Because I am the 49th state, so the people decided that this length was the best estimate, even though they are probably way off. I am also notable for NWR, which is an acronym for the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. The people who are against drilling in NWR are stupid faggots, because there is a shit ton of oil in that area and it might solve the problem with gas prices. Who really gives a fuck about all the fucking rabbits anyway? I am also the state where that idiot from the book and movie Into the Wild took his last breath on air, because he stupidly walked into the wild without anything and starved to death. His name was Christopher McCandless, but the retard preferred to be called Alexander Supertramp. How gay is that? There are a bunch of glaciers up here along with polar bears. And there are brown bears that like to catch salmon in rivers. My state quarter even has a picture of a bear with a fish in his mouth. I am also the home of Sarah Palin, and she can see Russia from here. She could have been the Vice President of the United States, but after spending $150,000 in clothes and failing to tell Katie Couric exactly what kind of magazines she reads, John McCain didn't have a motherfucking chance. We should drill in NWR. 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 We should drill in NWR.